What's good? We back with another episode of Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. Obviously, you see gang here with me, Brian, Shane. What's goody?
What it do?
Good people, good people.
We got 2 days to the season start. When I upload, it'll be, you know, one day. So we came together today to do some bold predictions for the season. Maybe do some week one predictions. Maybe we'll see. But definitely some bold predictions for the season. And y'all know the motto, man. We don't waste no time. So let's get into some bold predictions. We can start off with some small predictions. Because Shane, I gave Shane a hint at my biggest one yesterday. Because, you know, maybe this is a slight announcement, but I think I'm taking the year off of gambling. I'm saving up. I know it's crazy coming from me. So I had to ask Shane what are some odds on a Super Bowl pick, an exact Super Bowl pick, and that's going to be my end prediction. So Shane, I'm going to start with you. What's a bold prediction you got? Just something random.
Okay. Giants winning 10 games and making the playoffs. Making the playoffs.
That's just...
I mean, if they win 10 games, they got to
make the playoffs. Yeah, exactly. I looked at their schedule when the schedule came out a while ago. And I figured if they at least split with everybody in the division, which I think is definitely possible because divisional games are a lot closer than we...
It's also possible y'all get swept by everyone.
A lot closer than we make them to be. And I actually probably had us actually sweeping Washington. Because...
I saw a stat on NFL Live say y'all... Like, it was a lot of stats that proved y'all were one of the worst teams ever to make the playoffs, especially defensively.
Then they won the playoff game, so it's exactly. Like,
doesn't count against Kurt.
No.
We know how Kurt is.
No, we're not hearing it. That's actually the game that made me the Giants fan I am today. I said that day.
Kurt Cousins in a primetime game. Ooh.
I said, yo, the Giants make the playoffs. And no, if they win this game against the Vikings with that stacked roster, not going to say prime Cook, but Dalvin Cook, Jefferson doing Jefferson things. They made a trade for Hawk.
They had a big 2.5.
I feel like they
hard
still...
Hard stop right there.
Don't name 39-year-old people.
I was also talking about people on the defense, man. They still had some people.
Who was back there?
Danielle Hunter.
They got cooked. Didn't Giants score 17 straight in that playoff game?
So y'all trying to hate on that episode of
quarterback.
So you trying to hate on the offense. That's what I'm hearing.
I was saying the Vikings in general.
Oh, the Vikings.
So Giants, 10 wins and playoffs.
Yes.
So out of that prediction, are the Giants, are three teams out of the NFC East making it? Or are you saying y'all are better than Dallas?
We're better than Dallas. No, I'm not saying we're better than Dallas. I'm just saying we're going to win more games than them. There's nothing wrong with that. It does not.
It sounded like y'all better than Dallas if y'all win more games.
Roster-wise, we are certainly not.
So what wise are y'all going to not go? Well, I don't know. Mike McCarthy sucks.
I mean, Mike McCarthy does suck. But
who's y'all coach? Because you didn't remember him last episode.
I can't remember his name right now. You know, I've never been big on coaches, though. You know I've never been big on coaches. I can probably name 10 NFL coaches, max, right now. And I didn't study the Giants coach. Don't worry about it. Let's move on to Brian's broken. Let's move on to Brian.
Yeah, Brian, which one are yours?
For me, I guess in the same vein, I'll be a homer too. I have the Commanders winning 10 games. The way I see them winning 10 games is it's more so just with the newfound energy of the ownership change. I think they'll have like a legitimate home field advantage again. And I think we have 8 home games this year because, you know, a 17-game schedule and kind of alternate.
Damn, I never even thought about that.
Yeah. How many home games are actually
played? Yeah, it's an odd number now.
They alternate each year. Because we had like 9 last year.
That's the thing, was the Bills got lucky, huh?
No, for real. So I think with the home, having a newfound home field advantage, they'll probably win like 6 home games. So that leaves you 4 road games to win or steal. So I got us going 10-7, got us in the playoffs. I only have 2 NFC East teams going into the playoffs. Have Philly winning the division. I think we talked about that already. And I think the final playoff spot will come down to us in Dallas. Giants 5-6 wins the lane. But the final playoff spot will come down to us in Dallas. Then we play each other week 18, funnily enough. So it'll be one of those win and going type of games. Primetime TV. You know how that goes.
Embarrassing yourselves out there.
Yeah, Dallas.
Dallas embarrassing y'all out there?
No, Dallas embarrassing themselves out
there. Okay. Okay. Just had to double check.
I like that we're starting off somewhat small. I'm not saying like, you know, Super Bowl or NFC.
Oh, nah, I don't know if that's false.
Starting off super small, but see, I'll try to follow what y'all doing with the divisions and winning games.
Okay.
So give me. Talked about it last episode. I said they could do it, so I'm just gonna say it now. Give me Titans go for 10 wins.
I wish it was a setup that I could walk off the set, but based off the current situation.
I'm putting it on Mike Vrabel, man. Mike Vrabel's a hell of a coach. I think you should obviously sweep Houston. You should go 2-0.
Okay.
You should do the same for the Colts. Go 2-0.
Okay.
Jags, you should split. You should.
Okay, should split.
At the end of the day, you still have King Henry back there. Like, he... Honestly, I mean, he's what, probably 31 now, 32-ish, something like that.
He did, can't we?
We know the decline's coming, but hasn't come yet, pause. he can still carry, well, from what we saw last year, he can still somewhat carry a team, like when he needs to.
Because
without him, they wouldn't have done anything at all last year, because they had no receiver at all. Hop is an upgrade of what they had, but he's not, you know, he's not Hop anymore. This is just DeAndre Hopkins at this point. He's not new. But like I said, it's Mike Vrabel, and let me just pull up their schedule real quick while we're on. But I know week one they do play the Saints, which is a very 50-50 game, because we don't know what to expect from the Saints.
I think they're winning the division, and that's not bold.
It's not bold. Titans schedule though, it goes Saints. Okay, it's a little tough. Chargers.
L.
At Cleveland.
L.
Okay, at Saints. Oh, the verse Cincy.
Yeah,
but they play teams tough. But yeah, I'm bringing
this. Especially since they play Cincinnati.
Colts.
Win. W.
Yeah. Baltimore. They play Baltimore tough.
Yeah, because of that. They're not really big.
They
pass.
Shut down that run. Yeah. Anyway, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Tampa. Yeah. They play the NFC South.
Three dubs,
so
right?
They play the NFC South and their own division. So that should be about
between both
about 7-8 wins right there.
Yeah.
So.
And then just got to pull out some miracles for the other two, I guess.
Relax. It don't need to be there. But yeah. So that's where I'm going to go. I'll go Tennessee 10 wins. I just like Mike Vrabel. Obviously, Tannehill's the problem. Because Kirk, it's funny that Kirk gets the primetime rep and it's really Tannehill. Not really, because Kirk does deserve that, you know, the stain on his resume of not showing up on primetime. But it's Tannehill, too. Tannehill, whenever it's a big game, he just does not. He just disappears. Like, it doesn't even have to be playoffs. It can be regular season. That man just does not show up when it matters. It's always the defense that carries them. Always. Or King Henry. So, that's when I'll go there for bold. Shane, back to you.
I don't know if it's bold.
Oh, that's tough.
What's it?
Woj Brown, even though it's an NFL episode. Brian, you go ahead. Break that. That's on you.
Yeah, go ahead.
According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, putting this like his real news. Free agent forward center Christian Wood has agreed on a 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Sources tell ESPN, deal includes a player option.
Definitely tough.
Definitely a tough move for them.
I'm gonna go back to NFL. I think y'all needed that information though. But yeah, I was just saying, I don't know if it's that bold, but I do want to say I feel like both teams that were in the bowl repeat. And that is kind of saying a lot, though, because I feel like teams made moves. Teams either got older, maybe got some more discipline or whatever, like, the word is. Maybe some, like, leadership. Like,
it's bold because we haven't seen a Super Bowl rematch in forever.
Okay, then sure. Like, that's maybe why. But I do think there were some key losses from the Eagles' defense, for sure. But
I think they didn't replace.
I think they kind of replaced him. But
replaced as he just wasn't. he's not a huge, huge piece.
Nah, he's a pretty good safety.
No, he's good, but what they do back there is just who's that? What's that?
With that front line, with that front four, they can play anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
And their front four is deep. Like they got replacements for them front four. Like it's, yeah.
They got replacements for the replacements.
No, for real. Their top 10 pick, Jalen Carter, is not even might be their starter. Yeah. That's all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think it's far-fetched to say that the Chiefs dominate the AFC again. Well, I won't say dominate. I think it'll be tough for them to get to go make that playoff push. As
you see the Chiefs being like if Kelsey's injury is actually legit.
It's going to be a dog fight. It's going to be a dog fight. If Kelsey's gone for more than like, or if he misses, not like consecutive, but if he misses like, 5 games, it'll definitely be a dog fight. Ironically, I saw a tweet earlier that was listing the roster of the Chiefs, and they were saying like it was like satire or satire, whatever, you know, I say words wrong. And they were saying if Patrick Mahomes doesn't get it done with this crew, then he might be done for. And it was like Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Clyde.
Are they trying to say that's a tough group or something?
No, they were joking, saying like if he doesn't get it done with this. I'm like, yeah, no, but if, yeah. So basically, if Kelsey's gone and that is the core team that he has, it'll be a dog fight.
With no Chris Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all they got.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. But I still see it. I have a lot of faith in.
So Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah, Super Bowl rematch. Sum it up.
Brian, that's interesting.
I like that.
It could be team, it could be player.
It could be some AFC stuff.
I know for me, I think
Coach Firing.
Coach Firing, that'll be pretty interesting. But it'll go against my prediction for the Commanders. I'm not even gonna speak negativity into existence for them. For me, Jalen Hurts runaway MVP. If not unanimous. Pretty close to unanimous. I think that I don't really see them falling off like that. I mean, they may not win 14. What was it? They won last year 14 games. Mm-hmm.
14-3.
They may not go 14-3. It may be a 12-5, 13-4. But it's not even like that's that big of a drop off when you win 14 games. But I just feel like he'll have a point to prove. And I know it was just one game, but that one game was the Super Bowl. But him showing what he can do when you force him to be a passer. What's the weakness now? And so just with that team improving, just with that offense still being dangerous with him at the quarterback position, I feel like Devontae Smith will probably be their best receiver this year, to be honest with you.
Hey, Shane, I'll get to you.
Yeah, I think Smith is going to be the better receiver this year.
Hey.
Ahead of A.J. Brown. Hey. And, I got Hurts running away with MVP this year.
Yeah, whoever listens to the podcast knows and the group chat knows I've been high on Devonta Smith, even to the point where Brian got mad at me for saying I'd pick him over Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But me and Shane had the combo the other day about who's the best number two receiver in the league. The tie was between T. Higgins, Waddle, and Smith. And I said, if I'm being completely 100, I'd pick Devonta Smith over A.J. Brown. And I know a lot of people that would think that's crazy because A.J. Brown has the name recognition and all that. And he has, you know, if you look at him clearly, you're like, Nick, why would you pick a dude that weighs like much of your girl versus a dude fully built? A.J. Brown's obviously more physical. Like, if you look at him, that man is, you know.
And that's his style.
He's a dog. But Devonta Smith, what he does for that size is crazy. And he just has no weakness to his game. He can go up and get it. He's an elite route runner. Even though he's skinny, I don't know what, he doesn't shy away from hits. But he doesn't get scared of footsteps. I would pick him as over A.J. Brown if we had to do that. Obviously, you don't have to. You have two great receivers right there. Mm-hmm. So I could see Hurts. Hurts has no, I don't want to say excuses because I mean, he we know he's good. Like, yeah. So you say no excuse to somebody that, like Daniel Jones. Like, you give him weapons. It's like, yeah, now you have no excuse to pick. But nah.
You saw the tweet I sent earlier?
Nah, what'd you say?
It was, I think it was Pro Football Focus. They tweeted, who's a player y'all think is going to shock people this year? And somebody was
the groups.
So it was like, Daniel Jones is going to shock Giants fans for being asked how he really is.
Come on.
Yeah. For sure. It's
malicious.
But nah, to your point, though, I think, and I agree with you. Like, that's why I think
Devontae is over Terry, right?
No. Okay. That's why I think Devontae Smith will be the better receiver for that team this year, because with A.J. Brown and just that style of receiver, they kind of scare me in the sense of, like, he's not the best route runner.
A.J., right?
Yeah. A.J. Brown's not the best route runner. A.J. Brown is not going to take the top off your defense too much. He can get deep sometimes, but he's not going to take the top off your defense too much. Mm-hmm. He's like 1 foot injury away to being like, okay, all you can do is throw jump balls up to him, or like just hope he can break tackles on like a few slants or like intermediate passes or intermediate routes.
Not mad.
And, you know, just do more that way. But I feel like Devontae Smith, pure route runner.
And
he has the speed to go over the top. His hands are crazy. He's just a more complete receiver. Like, if you look at their both of their body of work, he's just a more complete receiver. And it's like, when he finds it and when he puts it all together at some point, he may be leading the league in, like, receiving yards or, like, catches type stuff, where you just don't look at A.J. Brown as that kind of receiver. So that's why I feel like he's definitely going to be their top option this year.
There's a team that has a very similar, like, almost a mirror reflection of that team when it comes to receivers, but the other receiver's older. So, Shane, I'm going to let you guess it because Brown will guess this easy.
Damn it.
Went to the same school as A.J. Brown. They were there together. Another receiver. You already know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Both.
Of course you know.
But A.J. Think of how A.J. paused, but look how A.J. looks. This other receiver is known for
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, too. I think I know what it is.
And the dude that's next to him, to me, is definitely better.
Wait, I might be wrong.
So, go ahead.
What's the team?
I'm not going to say the team.
Oh, like, wait. What's the initials?
That's way too easy. All he has is this. Yes.
Okay.
Seahawks mirror the Eagles in a lot of ways. I mean, just receiver-wise, sorry. Receiver-wise, because you have the OC physical receiver, huge, you know, but when it comes to route running, ain't threat. It. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have it all together. But because they're bigger, stronger, faster than most people, it looks like, you know, to the casual fan, they look like one of the best players in the league. Because a lot of people I know, they swear DK's top 10. Some people I've seen him put top 5. I'm like, bro, DK, he's a throw it up and get it. He's not a run this route type. He's not a break you down. Like, he's not that type of receiver. AJ Brown, the exact same way. Maybe something with Ole Miss, or it's just, you know, play into your advantages. Like, I guess they didn't want to learn. But Tyler Lockett is like Devonta Smith. Tyler Lockett is super consistent, but name-wise isn't out there. But he's definitely been better than DK, for sure. So, Hurts. Only problem with having Smith and A.J. Brown there is funny because the Eagles are still run-heavy. That's the first thing. You have probably the best duo in the league, and you're a run-heavy team. So that's funny. Well, my turn for a bold prediction. Because I'm running out now. I mean, I'm going to give mine out since you gave your Super Bowl out.
Okay.
It's the one I texted Shane about yesterday. And it's Super Bowl, man. Super bold for the Super Bowl.
It is.
Matter of fact, I'm just going to start with the NFC. I'll let the other one, my next round will be the NFC one. Okay. But NFC's wide open. Like, Eagles, yes, are easily the best team in the league. In the NFC, especially on paper. But the thing we love about football is it's best out of one, and there's such thing as any given Sunday. Playoff comes about matchups, and anything can happen in that one game. So I'm actually picking Seattle to win the NFC.
And he can get the fuck out of here.
The one thing that scares me about Seattle is that they don't have an elite pass rusher, which is needed in today's NFL. I think they're going to have to trade for somebody.
Like, Bosa.
That was actually the name I was going to throw out. That name has been getting floated out. Which one are you talking about?
Wait, okay.
I was talking about Nick.
Oh, no. They're not trading Nick in the division.
No.
I was talking about Joey.
I don't think the Chargers would want to sell him just yet. They still have to prove something.
They do, but it's getting time for him. If you know, two first round picks come up for Bosa, that's different. Pete Carroll don't got much time left. He know he got cash in. But
how many picks do they still have from the rush trade? You know?
From first round, I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, Seattle offense is there. They stack their O-line. Their O-line is really good now. Running game, you have Kenneth Walker there. You just drafted a running back in your second round. Mm-hmm. So you have the running game. Receivers, you know, DK, Tyler Lockett, Jackson Smith from Ohio State, who's going to end up being the best receiver out that three.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, you act like I'm not a college casual.
Just know anybody from Ohio State and they're wide receiver you right now, currently.
For real?
Because Bama's having a little drop off. Their receivers aren't. Judy is having a slow start. Williams for the Detroit's having a slow start. They're just falling suspended. Off.
But yeah, and injured. But yeah.
Right. So
it's funny because Williams also went to Ohio State.
Jameson
Williams.
I think he started at Ohio State. I ain't know that. That's crazy. Okay. So Seattle's offense. State. Geno's a game manager at this point. Like, we're not. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's about to go out here, win MVP, throw 5,000 yards, nothing like that. But he's not going to make bad decisions. He's not going to force it.
I think he can win games.
Defense, sure. Like I said, the only thing that scares me about that team is D-line. They got Bobby Wagner back. I know he's old. I'm not saying he's about to come in here and be like Ray Lewis or something like that. But he makes a difference for sure. And then you have Woolen, who just finished second in defensive rookie of the year. And paired him with, Witherspoon, mm-hmm. the top five pick, maybe top seven, something like that.
It was a fifth.
Fifth pick, yeah, top five pick from Illinois that you got back there, too. So you have a quarterback, cornerback tandem that's super young. So, you know, them young cornerbacks, they love to get at it. Like they love talking their stuff, proving it. And Jamal Adams back, too. I know Brian's not high on him.
Yeah, we always say that every time.
But at least I just don't think he makes the team worse.
Yeah, like, he's a good run support option. That's really what he brings.
He doesn't make the team worse. So I just think that's the NFC is so wide open. Niners are obviously the favorite in that division. But I know we like Purdy. Purdy's like
who likes him?
I'm saying like the
– the white people.
It's not white people. What's the – the underdog favorite?
Like, oh, you know, yeah, yeah. Storyline.
Y'all like that. I don't care.
Nah, yeah, I don't care. I'm just saying. But the 49ers, their secondary has been questionable for years.
Yeah.
Like, you can throw on them. The thing is, their front seven get after you so quick that it is a problem. But when you can throw on them, it's easy to throw on. And other than that, it's not much standing their way. NFC North, I don't see a real contender there. With Lions or Vikings. I know, Brian, I think you picked the Bears last time to win that.
Yeah, you did, actually. It might have been a bold thing.
Packers. Win. I don't see them as a real contender.
Imagine picking the Bears, though, for real.
Imagine that. NFC South has no – I mean, I know I've seen some people picking the Saints to go to the NFC Championship. If the defense allows, they could do that, but we'll see. So, really, it's – fuck Dallas. I don't know. I don't pray that much, but I pray Dallas don't make it. I don't want to hear from their fans.
They are insanely souped. That's the hard truth.
That defense is, yeah.
It's pretty souped.
Still don't trust the offense.
Yeah, I mean.
Dak is just a black Kirk. You can lead into your bold prediction, by the way.
But you didn't say your AFC pick.
No, that's my next round.
Yeah. Okay.
So Seattle to the is going to win the NFC.
Okay, that's fair. Before I say it, because y'all know, like I said earlier, I'm a college Cavs, but as we know, it was a week of college football out last weekend, and I picked up on Brandon Hunter. I think that's his name. Is it Tyler Hunter, Brandon Hunter, something Hunter?
I don't know, Travis.
Travis. That's what I'm like. Who?
I picked up on Travis.
Hey, Brandon comes from.
It's been like 4 days, all right?
So I want to know where this is about to go. What is this? Oh,
it's not about a bold prediction. Not just a start. Okay. It's just giving the...
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's a dog. That's all I was really going to say.
He is a true freshman, yeah. So we got like 3 years till he actually...
And they said they put a crazy stat up, but based off like the snaps he played that game, if he were to continue that pace, which he probably isn't,
Please don't get people's hopes up.
For the rest of the year, that it would be the same amount of snaps that, like, I think that it's so old, but it was something like the Super Bowl Chiefs, like, took that amount of snaps for, both sides of the ball, like, for the Kansas City Chiefs.
for reference though, or context, this is a dude straight out of high school. So he has like the all crazy, the energy like, in the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't, not saying he can't do it, but I just wouldn't do it all the time because that clearly tires you out. It's going, he could end up being worse than an NFL running back. Like,
based off, yeah,
he just keeps doing this. We know you can do it, bro. You don't.
Yeah, he shouldn't. No. The
question is, what position you going to play? Probably receiver because they make more money.
And so back to the Bolts. What was my last one? Was the
Did
Super
you even
Bowl.
Catch the game or just
no, no, no? I caught the pick that he got. And then was it against Colorado State?
TCU. They upset him.
Yeah, I heard about. Yeah, that's what I heard. I didn't catch the game, but. I'm working on it, man.
I didn't either. I was just asking. I didn't get the catch.
Bold prediction. Let's say, Brian said Hurts unanimous kind of runaway MVP. I'm going to actually go with Allen. Josh Allen instead. I feel like his.
That's actually Super Bowl.
Yeah, because I think it's actually, he's not really, we know what Josh Allen is capable of. And he is coming off of kind of, like, turnover prone season.
Is this the MB type MVP?
Yeah. Okay. No. I think it's I think he's gonna have a bounce back season. And it's not like he had a terrible season, but I think he's gonna go crazy because I thought I heard something about his elbows bothering him like the whole second half of the season. I know people kind of make reports to be like, oh, he didn't play good, or he didn't throw well because of this, but I do think he has a chance of having a crazy, not comeback. Because DeMar Hamlin plays on the team, obviously. But,
who they lose to in the playoffs?
Bengals.
But, no, I do think he kind of has a shot. I know it might look like Hurts, Mahomes, maybe even Burrow if he, you know, puts up some crazy numbers because, obviously, the Bengals, they're pushing some narrative that they have the best scoring offense in the league, which they probably might. They might.
In the AFC.
Okay, yeah, AFC, sure. I'm going to just say Allen MVP, mainly because he had a kind of a down season. I think he can bounce back and kind of show the league, like, he's not like a turnover-happy dude. He's not, I don't know how to make decisions. I think he can, like, it's his breakaway. He already broke away, but it's his, like, proven year, I guess.
Yeah, his turnovers are
they're warranted. It's
also
warranted.
What you love about Josh Allen is him being a risk taker. Like, some dudes are too cautious with the ball. Uh-huh. You know, San Francisco / Kansas City, Alex Smith.
Yeah.
They'll get the job done, but when it matters, we want you to take some risks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, he takes them risks. Whether it be taking the huge pass into a double team, whether it be, trying to get them extra yard and not sliding. Like, he always, that's what, but at the end of the day, like I said, that's what you love about him, is that he takes those risks. Sometimes they don't pay off, and this is what sucks is what gets covered is when it doesn't pay off. Because the times that he's thrown game-winning touchdown passes, Sports Center will show that highlight and then go to the next game. When he throws that interception to seal the game,
Replay. What was he thinking? But no, I think he still kind of has a shot for it. And I do think it's pretty bold. I think he has a shot for MVP.
I got a question, though, because it's just popped my head. This is both y'all. If you had to compare players to older quarterbacks, who would y'all compare them to? Because I think Joe Burrow is very similar to Peyton. Mahomes is like a more talented Tom Brady because he's going to run up them championships probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or if y'all have another comparison, cool. But I definitely think Burrow and Peyton.
Talking about play style or
play? Play style and
it's
just
probably gonna be Favre, bro.
For who? Josh Allen.
Yeah. Gunslinger.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just—they gotta throw the ball. That's all they know how to do. And Favre will definitely throw some picks because he was just like.
Yeah. We grew up on, just for reference, we grew up on the Favre, Peyton, Tom, Breeze, Rivers to a lesser extent.
Oh yeah.
McNabb, Vic.
Yeah.
We have a Vic and Lamar. We'll probably go with better Vic. Yeah. No disrespect. I know a lot of people love Michael Vick, but let's be real.
Yeah.
Vic was just the first one.
Yeah,
Lamar
for sure.
Re-upped.
Yeah, he walked, so Lamar can run.
But would we say Mahomes is Brady or no?
He's like a Brady Favre mix to me. Or like a Brady Rogers mix.
Right, that's what I was thinking too. Rogers.
Yeah. I like Brady Rogers.
Burrow's Peyton, though, right?
Yeah,
I think everything about them is personality, play style, everything. They're going to rack up them stats, compete.
Daniel Jones is Eli. Without the Super Bowl.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Yeah, or bad
thing. I don't know if you meant that.
Eli, I feel like he just picked up the tradition because, like, Eli, you love him, right?
Never liked Eli.
As a player?
Like, not just because he was on the Giants.
As a person or as a player?
I guess both. Like, what do you love about Eli?
I feel like he's a likable guy.
I think if Eli wasn't their quarterback, they could have had more rings.
So that's why you don't like him then?
I don't know. Like, I just...
Exactly. That's why he's comparable to Daniel Jones. You don't know why you don't like Daniel Jones either.
No, he sucks. Eli sucks too, but this man came from Duke. Like, I never understood Daniel Jones. It just sucks,
bro. All right, bro. I'm good.
This man runs 50 yards and trips.
Yo, chill out, bro. He also went for 80 and scored. So let's talk about that. See, they highlight your lows and they minimize your wins.
I guess. I don't even know. Is there a modern Eli? Oh, you said it's Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
What about Phillip Rivers? Who's the modern Phillip Rivers?
Justin Herbert. For real, it's right there.
Yes. I think Herbert's a lot better.
He is. It's still don't right win. It's right there.
It still don't win.
It's crazy, yo.
Is there a McNabb? I was going wild. I would say Geno, just because he's black and not fast. That's what McNabb was. He was like the one black quarterback that wasn't really a super dual threat. Like, he could obviously run, but he's let him run.
I would say Jameis if he was starting.
Jameis is much comparable.
But is there a Drew Brees? Because Drew Brees was always the, you know, give me a real team and I can get it done.
Sam Howell.
Oh gosh!
You gonna make me shit on my own team?
I don't think there's anybody that's comparable to Breeze.
Because I feel like you'd have to compare somebody small and it's like
somebody that's good too. Like actually,
Sam.
I was gonna like lean towards.
Brian really part of the media pushing that Sam down there.
I was on it first. Fuck the media.
Is it two?
For who?
Breeze.
Hell no.
Tua can rack up the stats based off weapons.
And he's accurate in short passes, but he got
Breeze
to do
is
it.
Accurate in deep pass. That's
what Tua is on.
Drew Breeze was special when it came to that.
I've seen too many plays where Tyreek Hill had to wait for the ball.
Yeah.
Still had to
wait too many. I don't think it's a comparison.
Drew Breeze 1-1.
Yeah.
And he started off with Chargers, got traded because of injuries and all that. Well, Phillip Rivers is crazy.
Who would you compare Trevor Lawrence to?
We need a little more, I think, to be honest. What do you got? Two full seasons? One with
the only person Meyer. I could think of comparing it literally just came to my mind, so it may not be even that accurate. We only got to see a couple years. Probably Andrew Luck.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see Andrew.
I mean, generational. You just got to get the team or right team around him.
Yeah. Like,
football is still a team sport. I know when people lose, team lose, they blame on the quarterback, but, you know, Lawrence needs help too. He has it this year.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Because we don't know how Calvin really is.
We remember how good
he was, but, you know, after a year and a half layoff, that's a long time for football.
You sound like somebody that's trying to grab him in the draft if he falls to you. Well, I know we had our draft, but I'm saying. That's what definitely somebody that is
eyeing
Calvin.
Fantasy drafts, though, I think the people that are going to finish in the playoffs, three of them are right here. I think we have the top three teams. The fourth one is up for grabs. Mm. And I humbly say that. I don't think I'm just being cocky. I think, you know, we drafted the best and or traded.
Like, yeah. And or.
I think it's you for bold predictions.
Yeah, I got mad trades coming. Speaking of trades, trades coming this season. Cooper Kupp, he won't be a Ram by the end of the season. Davante Adams won't be a Raider by the end of the season.
I felt that one.
I don't know who. Somebody will trade for Jonathan Taylor. I think that situation is just done. I don't know if they'll pay him.
I hope it's not Philly.
I don't know if they'll pay him. I don't know if anybody's going to pay him when he wants to be there.
But they'll trade him.
But somebody's going to trade for him. Who else I got?
Probably. Would you pay a running back?
It depends what they're asking for. I'll probably give him like a 2-year extension. And then after that.
So no, not like the Magic Johnson winning time.
No, not 25 years for 25 million. Nah.
But bruh, nah, I probably extension with 5 years left on this deal. Anyway, my bad. I just had to get that out. That was crazy.
But yeah, I think it's going to be mad trades this year. Even outside of receiver and running back.
Any quarterback trades, I feel like that's the boldest. Trade a quarterback midseason.
No.
You don't see any?
Most teams are really solid, and or they have young guys that they are.
It could be a backup quarterback, too, though. Don't just think about starters. We just saw Trey Lance get dealt.
Oh, yeah. I think that was actually probably the biggest surprise, because it just seems random. What the Cowboys going to do with Lance?
I got one. I think Matt Stafford would be traded.
Okay. No, because no one wants Matt Stafford.
I was about to say, bro, if we're being honest, if Matt Stafford gets traded, I feel like we would be one of the teams to go after him.
And that's
we don't have we're a quarterback away, and if Sam Howell just happens to disappoint, which is going to lead me to my next turn for bold predictions.
It's the Washington spirit, before you go, because we all done shitted on the Giants for a little bit, or Jones, or whoever. This is Washington spirit to just get, like, what is it? What are they? Damaged goods. Something about the organization. They just love having faith in people.
That like just selling tickets, man.
Okay.
Got Deshaun Jackson, passes prime.
Carson Wentz.
Josh Norman after a year.
Alex Smith. Like, it's just something about it.
But look, though, we also like developing players up to trade them off.
Like Jahan Dotson.
Or like keeping players bad until we get rid of them, like Carlos Rogers.
Okay, what did he end up?
We had a blind cornerback until we traded him to the Niners. He had eye surgery and like was shut down for a year.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not. That's why I can never. I don't think I could ever go back on Commanders. So y'all forced me to New York, man. Y'all forced me. Please,
definitely
enjoy your 5-win season.
Are you done? Good with your bowl? Any more trades? I got one.
You said you didn't name. Yeah, you didn't name it.
Think. Y'all kind of turned me on to that Joey Bosa one. I ain't really
about to say pause, but okay.
I ain't really think about that one. If I had to pick somebody else, probably
it's a D lineman on another LA team that could be traded. Huh?
I just think he would retire before that.
Yeah, he would about to retire.
But if it happens mid-season, then hey, what's he gonna do about it? He gonna retire mid-season?
You're right. Like, I want to say him, but I don't. Fuck it. Aaron Donald get traded to. The Rams are just.
They have to get some capital back eventually, bro. Yeah, like, they have to. You didn't get it back for Ramsey.
Not at all. So. I think they'll finally have a first-round pick this year. Maybe. Possibly. But, yeah, that's it for me on the trade factor.
All right, Brian reminded me of mine, so y'all gonna have to wait till the next round for my AFC champion. But I was thinking about this for a while, and I tweeted about it because this is a shit organization right now. But Kyler Murray gets traded, and I think he gets traded to the Commanders. I have a couple reasons. To the Cardinals being a shit organization, you draft Josh Rosen
for sure,
which one was a mistake. I mean, I know I'm a nobody, I'm not a scout, but at the time I was saying, like, bro, that's crazy. Like, he showed nothing in UCLA to me.
They drafted him, though?
The top 10. Like, he was.
So when did he get. Did seven, he ever go to Miami? I feel like I've seen him as a
Dolphin. Yeah, he was with the Dolphins.
Okay, but this is going back, like, going
dating back. Yeah, I'm talking about the draft. So, boom. You draft Josh Rosen. Brian can help me out, maybe. Who was the coach at the time?
That was Steve Wilkes.
Steve Wilkes.
Damn.
So Josh Rosen was not it, which we all knew, because that was a class, just for reference, of Baker, Sam Darnold, which we also knew that was not the right quarterback. Josh Allen, which some people knew. Shane, you know I was very high on Josh Allen. He was the reason I was watching Wyoming games. And then it was Josh Rosen. So
Mariota wasn't in that class?
No, Mariota was. That was like 3 years, 2 to 3.
You forgot an obvious name.
Lamar, wasn't he? Yeah. But he was later. Like, he was the, 20-something, right?
I think he was the last pick of the first round.
Yeah. So these are the top 10 picks.
Oh, you're talking about top 10.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the top 10.
Okay, yeah,
So boom, Rosen goes 7th or 9th. It's one of them two, or 10th maybe. Something like that. After a year, Brian, again, correct me if I'm wrong. After a year, you fire your coach and get rid of the quarterback because you bring Cliff Kingsbury. And then, the, you know, the clip comes up of, if I had the first pick, I'd draft Kyler Murray. So, boom, go in, draft Kyler Murray, who's not bad. His weakness is he's somewhat of a turnover machine. He takes those risks, though. But he also can't see over the O-line that much. He's short. Drew Brees-ish, but Drew Brees didn't take the bad risk that Kyler Murray does.
Yeah.
Like, Kyler Murray takes some bad risks. And now it's, you know, we fired him. The coach now is Gannon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rich, what's his name?
Rich? The Raiders QB? I'm about to say.
Oh, no, not Rich Gannon.
It's not. It's,
I know that.
Not Jeff. What's his name? Something, it's Gannon, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gannon.
This is about to bother me.
No, for real. I'm going to try to keep going with just the podcast. Yeah. So, boom. They bring in Gannon. Kyler Murray's obviously towards the ACL. He's out for the first four games at least.
Jonathan
Gannon. Mm-hmm. Realistically, if he wanted to, he could come back. There's no reason for him to come back, though. They traded Hop away. They traded their third pick away to the Texans to get more draft capital. They're not trying to bring Kyler Murray back. They're trying to tank to get Caleb Williams. That's three quarterbacks you're going to bring in about a five-year span, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially drafting. Like, we understand trading and signing, but drafting is crazy.
Three QBs.
So, again, back to the bold prediction of Kyler being traded. There's no point in keeping him around. If you really want Caleb Williams, I guess they're trying to keep him around to see if they land that first pick. Because if they don't, obviously you're not going to get Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of teams need a quarterback now anyway.
Yeah.
Like, Texans and Panthers got theirs. Even if they do, say they both go 1-16, I think they're still sticking with their quarterbacks because they just drafted them.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, maybe. Like, maybe. Giants, y'all just paid y'all quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Falcons will be on year 3 by then, though, or no?
Falcons good. If they go real bad, they could be.
And Steelers are going to be normal, so no, he's not had a losing season.
Right, so the teams that are going to be that bad won't need a quarterback. We're in weird times that you don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You just need other pieces around him. So, boom, Kyler Murray will get traded, but there are not too many teams that would need his services. If Sam Howell doesn't go well for Commanders, I could see us trading for him. I don't mind Kyler Murray. He just has to chill with them risks. We would give him more weapons than he had with Arizona. He obviously had Hop, but that was really it. Hollywood Brown's cool, but Terry and Dotson are better. O-line for us is shaky, but if we have a dual-threat quarterback, it's cool. Like, he'll make it look, you know, less bad. Brian, how would you feel about us getting Kyler Murray?
I wouldn't mind it. Like, I'm still a fan of Kyler Murray. I think he could play. My only question is, because you're not the first person I've heard bring up that scenario of them trading Kyler Murray and tanking for Caleb Williams. My only thing would be, and we all think Caleb Williams is going to be that dude, right? Obviously.
He played for USC.
Yeah, I was about to say, we have to teach
Shane. He played for USC.
Plays, yes.
Yeah.
I said it plays.
Yeah, he plays for
USC. They said they'd be comparing him to Mahomes and all the greats, actually. They say he's an in-between of all the greats.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't believe that, but
no, I don't. No, he's good.
I saw some clips of last.
He has some Mahomes types abilities in terms of off schedule.
He's not super fast though.
Comparing somebody to Mahomes is just different though.
Yeah. Like, I would not call.
It's not like Mahomes was
anybody.
Luck or Lawrence. Yeah. Like generation, he was the 11th pick.
Yeah.
Oh.
And even then,
and
I was like
back 4 years.
Yeah, that's solidified.
And even then, they said that they probably reached for him.
Yeah, that's a goat.
But nah, so my question, not even my question, but like the thing I probably think of with the Cardinals is, say they going to end up with the first pick regardless, right?
I'm not trying to hide shit.
Wouldn't it kind of be more beneficial for them to keep Kyler Murray and get the King's ransom they would get for the first pick? Because then you could build up your roster like the real way that way. And it's kind of just like, you know, do you trust Kyler Murray to do what he's supposed to do? Because I don't think he's playing this year at all because it's like money involved now where if he gets hurt, they'll owe him like something like $80 million or something like that. So it's like keep Kyler Murray, you still tank, and you control the first pick. You know teams are going to trade at least three first rounders for Caleb Williams. Wouldn't that be more beneficial to them at the end of the day than just drafting Caleb Williams themselves? But, you know, I guess it just all depends on, like, because you know what Kyler Murray is.
You know what you can get from him.
Yeah.
And if you land the first pick already by having the worst record,
like, just
play it out.
It's tough, though.
It is tough because Kyler Murray and Caleb, basically it comes down to you pick between the two.
Yeah.
I think with Kyler Murray, you have to fill more holes on your roster. Like, specifically O-line and the height of the O-line. Like, you have to pick because this dude is 5'9".
Yeah.
With shoes. Like, with shoes on, he's 5'9". So, and there has to be some type of truth to this, to the video game rumor of Kyler Murray.
Why?
Because they put in the contract. Like, for them.
Oh, they did. That's I thought that was a troll. Bro,
that was an actual thing.
It was something about, okay.
So that has to, you know, that quarterbacks are a serious position. Like, I know a lot of people just look at what you see on the field, but you have to study the game. Like, you have to
know the book, know the routes.
For being known as a gamer and your record and stats going down after every Call of Duty drops, that's kind of crazy. Like,
I'm not trying to hate
on Kyler Murray. Like, he's a baller, but
it's a bad trend.
If there's a literal trend that follows when a Call of Duty drops, everything about you drops too. It's kind of crazy.
And not even that. I don't even think he really wanted to play football.
Right.
Because I think they put in his contract too that he couldn't play baseball at any given point. So it's like, if you're putting that in the contract, then that's also a concern that y'all worry about. So it's like, how realistically do you care about being an NFL quarterback at that point? So I don't know, man. It's tough, but
All right, I'm going to ask you this before I slide back to Shane. If not the Commanders, what team could trade for Kyler Murray? Because like I said, not too many teams need a quarterback now. We're in a different time. It's like NBA with point guards. Like, Scoop came out, and the team that drafted him have a superstar point guard already.
You're saying for Kyler?
Yeah, like who would trade for
maybe. It might be a reach for, like, maybe the Niners if the Purdy. No, not at all.
Arizona was not.
They're in the same division.
Oh, yeah. NFC West. All right, hold on. Not the Titans, because I think they gave up. I think the Titans gave up. Ravens are fine. Dolphins are fine. All the quarterbacks are, like, fine. It's the word is fine. It's not, like, superb. It's not, like, dwindling. Oh, go ahead, Ron.
I got one.
I feel like I'm. Well, let's see.
I can't think, though.
I think Atlanta would make sense.
Okay, that's not. I thought you were going to say Tampa.
Nah.
Because they got the receivers.
They about to rebuild.
I know.
Yeah, but it's like, what do you do with that? Before the shit goes to shit and they don't have anything.
I think Atlanta would make sense for Kyler Murray.
I feel like they don't give a fuck. Kyler Murray would make sense for Atlanta. On Ritter yet?
Yeah, because they're not trying to rebuild. They want to win. They just can't win.
And I feel like they don't have such a... I mean, defensively, and there's a lot of
hold up. What are you about to say about defense?
I was going
to
say, I don't think they have a terrible roster, but then I was going to say defensively, yes, they do.
No, I think it's not. Defense, they're fine.
Huh?
I think the whole NFC South as a defense is fine. It's that all their offenses suck.
Oh, I mean, I can agree on that point.
Because the Falcons, they have, and they just got... I mean, we've been drinking, so I obviously forgot. But they spent some money this year on signings. They paired somebody with A.J. Terrell, a cornerback.
Okay, yeah, I don't actually know. The dude.
They had traded for Jeff Okuda.
For something crazy
low.
It was like a fifth, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. Okay.
So, yeah, so they got
some shit.
They're not bad, is my point. They're not bad. It's the offense that's been bad.
You have a generational
tight end, but you can't. The quarterback just hasn't been right.
We got Drake London, who's not proven, but he could be a wide receiver too.
Yeah, he could be. So
with a good generational tight end, it's not such a problem.
Right, exactly.
And you just drafted
Bijan.
Yeah, I keep trying to say Bijan because I'm Japanese, but Spanish.
What is this?
The J is an H in Spanish, like Julio. So Bijan.
Anyways, bro. Man named the darkest dude in the NFL. Yeah, Julio. Anyways. So, yeah, my bold prediction was Kyler gets traded. On you. Let's get like one or two more.
Okay. I really. tough one. But I mean, is it, can it? I don't want to say it just to say it. Like, I really wish I had some like numbers or some thoughts to actually back it
up. That's even better.
Oh, because I don't.
I'm just clip this part out and just get with you, whatever you about to say.
It's not even crazy. I just think Anthony Richardson doesn't have a shitty year. I think he throws for 4K.
Okay, that's crazy.
Alec Pierce, Michael Pittman Jr.
Brian, you hear this?
He's listening. He's
just, I just want to make sure.
He's just filtering me out. But they got a running back by committee. I feel like all those dudes are pass catchers.
Zach Moss. They're on the roster.
Deion Jackson.
They're there. They're taking up space.
And, I mean, I know it's going to be his world because I don't think they have any expectations when they have such a terrible owner in Jim Irsay with how they dealt with the situation to Jonathan Taylor. I don't know personally how the guy is, but I feel like most owners are shitheads anyway. I mean, they own the fucking football team. I mean,
let's be real, though. Like, from a running back's perspective, we get it.
Yeah, for sure.
We do need y'all.
But don't be doing dumb shit.
But at the same time, y'all are replaceable at this point.
That's the definition of running back position.
Mahomes has not had a elite running back since he's been elite. Oh, Mahomes is different. That's not good.
For sure.
But Hurts had Miles Sanders, who's very replaceable last year.
Boston Scott.
Who Kenneth made Gainwell. The Super Bowl the year before?
The Niners and the Rams. No.
Rams and
Well, Rangles. We know off the top of our head, we know Rams didn't have a running back.
But
since Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Bengals, Joe Mixon.
And he's very 50-50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't need that anymore. Like, unfortunately, not trying to diss y'all, but, you know, Jonathan Taylor, yeah, you had 1,800 yards in the season. Last year, you did not.
Yeah.
Why would we pay you? Like, that's what I'm just saying. I don't think he's a... Nice. Off that, I can't say he's a bad owner. Like, maybe other stuff he did, I don't know. But
I mean,
off not paying your star running back, I'm with you. We can get, you know, y'all are replaceable.
I just feel like it just messes up, not the, like, chemistry, because I feel like they don't have the chemistry, but it just splits the locker room, kind of. Because I feel like it's not like the players have to choose between owner and teammate, but it's like, what are you supposed to do? I mean, I feel like the guy's not even showing up. I mean, he's probably not showing up to anything team-related.
I think he has to be hurt, though.
Taylor? I feel like he's been hurt.
To miss the first four games, like, I think it's an actual injury.
Oh, remember, he was the one denying it. They put him on a pup.
He was like, I'm not actually hurt. Like, they're just saying that. But,
yeah, okay, but so now he's on the pup list.
Why are you on this list then? Because football is not basketball. If you don't play, you don't get paid. It's not guaranteed in your contract.
Yeah.
Basketball, if you sit on that bench, you're still getting paid.
Yeah,
but Anthony Richardson for 4,000 yards is very cool. That's crazy.
I think he has a shot. They just gonna let him go out there, man.
Oh yeah,
experiment.
Yeah,
you say he's gonna throw a ton of picks. You say he's gonna throw a ton of picks.
20 plus.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't think that's a little over one a game. There's 17 games. There are gonna be some games he throws two.
So, yeah, man, against what? Like, his division isn't even hard like that, though.
Who is he throwing to?
Michael Pittman Jr.
There was games this man was throwing like 4 for 15 in the preseason. Like, he's very inaccurate. I'm a fan of Anthony Richardson. I just think he's one of the quarterbacks that definitely should sit behind a vet for a year, for sure.
It's a bold prediction, man.
No, it is.
Okay.
It is. But we can still talk.
Yeah, for sure.
I was agreeing with you. 4,000 yards, bubble.
It is.
It's Michael throwing 4,000 yards. Michael Pittman is your one. It's crazy.
You got Alec Pierce too, and he don't suck.
That's cool.
He don't suck. He's not obviously in like a top conversation or elite at anything, but he don't suck.
Be a top 50 receiver, but
35.
I'm not about to see your name 35, but I'm gonna disagree.
I could probably name
I'm just thinking, like, a lot of teams 1 through 3 could be better than Pierce.
Better than Pierce?
If we just talking about wide receivers, I'd pick Renfro.
Renfro sucks.
No.
Oh, we doing right receiver? All right, Cooper Kupp. Renfro.
Renfro's definitely better than Pierce.
I know.
He had Derek Carr's quarterback.
You want Thielen or Pierce right now?
No, it's not Thielen. Stop playing.
They're the same. That's about his rank. That's his tier right there. His tier to Adam Thielen.
I'm trying to think what some other wide receiver.
But he's a year older. And a year older for Thielen is not the same as a year older for Pierce. Because it Pierce is young.
No, it's, you're right. But you make it seem like Pierce is a household name.
Paul.
Paul Pierce. Yeah. That's a household name. You are correct. Yes. But for this football episode and for the Colts, Alec Pierce is not. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit up Chase. Chase, a Colts fan. I'm going to see if he even knows who Alec Pierce is.
I guarantee he does.
He should, but still, I'm going to ask him.
Stop disrespecting 4K. What's the average of that over 17 games? It's like 250. Just divide 4K by 17. Just divide 4K by 17.
I got you.
On a calculator.
I got you.
How many
235.
How many touchdowns?
I didn't say. Oh,
I'm asking.
30.
Oh my god! You know the rookie record is like 28.
Are you saying combined?
Which is Baker? Baker has the rookie record.
Really?
I think 26 or 28.
When he was what on the
Browns? Are you saying combined touchdowns 30 or passing?
I'm gonna go with combined.
Please, okay, that's more respectable.
But even that, he's not. We just talked this today. He had 400 yards rushing in college. Like, it's
oh
not,
yeah, we did.
He's fast, but he didn't run. That's
he can still run for touchdowns at 5 though.
I think because they had they got the Eagles coordinator as their coach now, so they probably have hella design rooms.
Baker has the record for 27 touchdowns
passing.
Yes, but as a rookie.
Yeah, so I would dial it down to 25. As combined.
Okay, combined, yeah.
With 4K, yeah.
That's cool, okay. I feel like that's bolder than me saying Seattle win the NFC.
It might be. Anthony, because we don't
he just know. Has nothing. I'm not shitting on him. I'm shitting on the team. They just don't have nothing. He has the worst, maybe, oh, Cardinals too, but the worst wide receiver one in the league.
He does.
It's either Pittman or Hollywood Brown, one of them two. Or actually, Texans and Panthers are in that conversation.
Okay, good. I forgot. Good.
We still don't know who the fuck their receivers are.
Nico Holland. Nico Collins, I think, actually.
Panthers have DJ Shark as their one. So.
So you know who it is. You just don't know what they'll do.
Sure. Brian.
Okay, I have a few bold predictions on them.
Now get off one. We got one more round after this, so just get off your one, then let's get them all. Shane, get your last one ready.
This one, dog. Okay. I'm going to do two quick ones because y'all were just talking about the Colts. The Colts are finishing last in that division. I think the Texans will be better than the Eagles.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's bold. They both suck so bad, it's really hard.
I think the Colts, if they win three games, I'll be impressed.
What if neither of them win a game, they both tie both times they play? 0-15-2. Both teams.
Well, send them niggas to the XFL, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
They got to take a year off.
No team in the NFC South wins more than 9 games.
Okay.
9-8 wins that division.
Okay. All right. I just was trying to do the math.
Yeah, 9-8 wins that division. I'm not impressed with the NFC South. I don't care about Derek Carr.
That's it for you?
Yeah, for that round. I'll save my big bowl prediction for the.
All right, I promise y'all the AFC this time. I said Seahawks would win the NFC. AFC bowl prediction.
Just for real, let me
try to build this up a little bit. I was not high on this guy at all coming out of college. They were saying this guy is generational. I'm sure by now y'all already know what I'm talking about. But they were saying that most generational quarterbacks since Luck. And I'm like, man, I don't see it. He's tough, but I don't see it. And now I'm a believer. I can definitely say when I was wrong. But give me Jags to the AFC Championship. Winning the AFC. Like I said before, it's best out of one game. Anything can happen. I'm not saying the Jags are the favorites to win the AFC. Let me get that out right now. Not just like Seahawks. I'm not saying they're the favorites.
But they're not your favorites, or they're not the NFL's favorites.
Just any my favorites, NFL, I know neither one of them.
They might be the Jags' favorites.
Maybe. But We got to see. Like I said, we're predicting. This is before week one starts. We don't even know how Calvin Ridley is yet.
Stop.
But they have. Why you say that?
I know how Calvin Ridley is.
How long ago?
A year after gambling.
A whole season off is crazy, though.
He acts like he's not dedicated to his craft.
What, gambling?
I set myself up.
We know he's dedicated.
Fine.
And you got to remember, Calvin Ridley is also the same age as Amari Cooper.
How old is that?
They're approaching 30. Not saying they're 30, but...
Okay, but no, I get what you mean.
Him and Cooper the same... Cause I don't know if you know that stat. Him and Cooper the same age. Mm-hmm. They both went... Is it Ridley that went to Bama? And his brother went to Georgia? Or he went to Georgia?
I think
Calvin went to Georgia.
I don't know.
It's one of them stats that it's like Calvin Ridley was there at the same time, but they never played together, but the same age. It's something weird. Mm-hmm. Calvin Ridley's older than what people think.
Yeah.
Because he's like... He has like 3 years in the league, but he's like 28.
Okay, I see.
Because he was a 25-year-old rookie, is the point. So, off. Anyways, I'm going for the Jags. I don't know why I'm trying to talk down on him. Anyways.
He's him. Just say it.
Calvin Ridley. Christian Kirk, who proved himself as a solid option last year. A lot of people are like, man, y'all signed him to that big contract to be y'all one. And Trevor Lawrence proved that, yeah, I can make anybody my one for real. Evan Ingram, who for the Giants looked terrible. Led the league in drops.
On the Giants.
You know, with Daniel Jones passed to him, that's what's going to happen. But Trevor Lawrence is different. Trevor Lawrence is just different, bro.
That's fair.
A lot of people, obviously when the playoff game happened last year with the Chargers and Jags, the first talking point is Chargers this, Chargers that. Let's talk about the team that won. Let's talk about Trevor Lawrence actually bounced back from, four picks in the first half to lead this comeback. Let's talk about that. Doug Peterson has won a Super Bowl before. He knows what it takes. He's a good coach. Josh Allen on the defense. Defense is straight. Obviously, Shane, we talked about this before, they wasted a generation on defense with Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
But now they finally got their quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. And I think they could do it. Like I said, it's best out of one game. I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback, but he's in that top five conversation after this year. Or middle of this year, however y'all want to put it. It's going to be... You got Mahomes, Burrow, Allen. I think Lawrence got to fit at four.
Hurts. Oh, you mean like as a thrower?
Quarterback overall. In general. Would you pick Hurts over Lamar right now?
Fantasy-wise?
Just in real life.
I've been doing so many drafts.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Wait. Sorry. Hurts over Lamar?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Yes. Absolutely.
Watch I just think Lamar's injured.
I feel like Jalen Hurts is trying to use a more complete quarterback.
It's possible, but Lamar is a can.
So is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he does throw the ball to AJ. He think he had 1,500 receiving yards last year.
Lamar is an accurate passer. Just hasn't had the weapons.
Yeah, great point.
But
they brought in Odell.
I'm not saying he shits on Jalen. I think I don't know. I want to say this
just
year for Lamar.
Hurts is younger. He got more potential. Let's just say that. Hurts
cool.
is younger.
Because he has a better team, too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, cool. But, yeah, fifth, I'd either have Lamar or
Hurts.
Or Hurts, yes. Am I missing someone?
Daniel Lamar. Jones.
Lamar better than Herbert?
No, I had Herbert. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Herbert.
Okay.
That was the four.
Okay.
Wait, then where's then Lawrence then?
Okay, yeah, you're right. So Lawrence got to be five. And then it's the black guys.
It was the niggas. Y'all figured it out from there.
You know?
There's only one nigga in the top five, and he's mixed.
And he talks like that.
Watson, man, we got to see from him. I'm surprised nobody had a bold prediction about Browns or him. Watson, I know years ago.
Staying away.
I'll say years ago. 2 years ago, I was the one saying... It's him and Mahomes that are the future of this league. And it's unfortunate.
This shit aged like milk, boy.
Nigga. It was worse than milk, right? Something that expires overnight. I can't get it. Something. But, anyways, Jags, they can do it. It's best out of one game. So we're talking about all these quarterbacks that are in the top five we just named. Outside of Hurts, are AFC quarterbacks. That's the cool thing.
Yeah.
NFC just sucks. Jalen Hurts has to run with it.
Sam Howell comes.
So yeah, Trevor Lawrence proved that he can be one of those best out of one game. I can get it done. And now he has another receiver out there that hopefully can show he can do that. So give me bold prediction. I said Seahawks and NFC, Jags, AFC. So my Super Bowl is Seahawks versus Jags. $5 wins me how much? $1,100, Shane?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I know. I'm going to put that.
I know the NFL would be pissed at that.
Yeah. I don't know how many people.
They're lucky it's not like NBA where they have to play in one of those things. Yeah. They're lucky they pick a neutral site.
It is a Super Bowl.
I just feel like they don't even tune in. I mean, obviously it's a Super Bowl. They have a halftime show. All that. I just feel like people wouldn't even need to be tuned in.
Nah.
Seahawks and Jaguars.
People watch.
I mean, NFL watch fans. Because
anyway. It's a Super Bowl. It also depends on how the teams get there. Because it's like, Jags have the most electrifying offense, and like, say the Seahawks defense is just crazy. Like, they were going to see
Legion of defense Boom versus V2. Offense. Yeah.
This will be something like, it depends on the storylines. So, last round of bold predictions, Shane, go ahead.
Damn, I thought I had one, but let me think.
It's got to be your best one.
Oh, how? Why?
It's the last round.
Okay, nah, I'm good. Let me think.
I also have one guess the player too, so.
Yeah, okay, I'm just. Oh, we're going to skip over my bold prediction. I have a question.
Okay.
It's a bold question?
Yeah, for sure. All right. It's a possible bold question. Okay. When, if you think it's ever even possible, will we have a league where every team is set at QB, and it's really position players and linemen that are missing?
Bro, it's crazy you ask this, because I'm not a person that goes out a lot, so I just be in the crib just thinking about random shit. I be thinking about that all the time, and we just talk about it's. We're in a time where not a lot of teams need quarterbacks, and I'm not, for the people that do watch football and basketball's the same way. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of teams need point guards.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody got an elite point guard now.
Or ball handler.
Ball handler.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to your question.
Is it possible first?
It's definitely possible. The real question is, what's going to happen when every team is set a quarterback and a generational quarterback comes out? like Caleb Williams. Let's say Kyler Murray is the worst starting quarterback in the league right now. And Caleb Williams come out. It's like, bro, what do you start doing at this point?
Firing niggas.
We're almost at that point. The only good thing is like Roger Stafford.
Oh yeah, they get pushed out.
Yeah, they're on their way out.
I guess that's what prevents that. I think.
Well, what other vet quarterbacks are there?
Like Stafford, older
vets. Super old.
That's probably it.
Yeah. I mean, we're on the new wave, which is
good. I feel like Rodgers and Stafford, the next oldest wave of quarterback might be like
Tannehill.
Yeah, like Derek Carr, Tannehill.
But they already got their Carr don't got no backup. Tennessee got Levis and Malik Willis that they're hoping one of them turn out.
Willis is. I doubt it. I think they gave up on that, man.
Good.
I think that's a good question. I think it'd be like 2 years from now.
Well,
like, I think going into two seasons from now, because this QB class about to come out is going to be crazy. And I think for me, I think the way you phrase it is interesting too, being set at quarterback.
Mm.
The Dalton scale.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you can have a quarterback that you may feel that you're set with because you have to be. Mm-hmm. Like, we just took this quarterback last year. We got to make these things work out. We just signed or traded this quarterback last year. We got to find a way to make this work out. It may not be like they're one of the best, but
right. You
have that position figured out for like at least a couple of years. So I think with the next like couple quarterback classes coming out, it'll probably be sometime in the next couple of years, honestly. Because after, like you're saying, like with Rodgers and Stafford, it's not a lot of older quarterbacks left. Like Russell, maybe, depending on how he looks with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
It's not like a lot of older, pushing 40 quarterbacks left in the league right now. So.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Brian. It's going to be like 2 years because you got... If you want to realistically break it down, like I said, if Cardinals get Caleb Williams,
mm-hmm.
Kyler got to go somewhere. So one of the teams that need a quarterback, So now you have two teams that filled their quarterback spot with the Cardinals and wherever Kyler goes. The other question comes down to money, though, because the thing with the NFL is the best strategy is find a franchise quarterback within their first year, second year, and hurry up and build around them and before their contract like ends up.
The Eagles are kind of
doing. And Mahomes, too. Before they gave Mahomes that.
Okay, before they gave him that. Because I know that shit was atrocious.
Yeah.
Like, worth it, but atrocious.
But even that, his contract was still very team-friendly because it was like a 10-year deal.
Right. Yeah.
That the Magic Johnson deal, basically. But, the question will come down to money. So, say, I'm going to just use the Commander. Say Sam Howell proved to be that guy for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But a quarterback comes out and we draft him. It's like, well, we're going to save a lot of money with this younger guy. It's always going to come down to money.
Cap thing.
Right. It's always going to come down to money anyway.
Where can we squeeze in the most value?
Yeah, the strategy is going to be let's find a franchise quarterback that can win. Like Trevor Lawrence, perfect example, because he's still on his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
You get all these weapons around him. Let's try to win right now before we give him this extension. And it kicks in to where once this kicks in, we can only sign like two or three big name players.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the goal anyway, is to keep finding younger guys for that reason. But, I mean, Packers could be in this situation, Jordan Love, if he doesn't pan out. Like, say they're bad and they're in the Caleb Williams conversation. They're going to get Caleb Williams. They're not going to pass up on him.
Right, the
team that kind of goes to your question is the Bears, who had the first pick, but they think they have their franchise quarterback, so they traded that first pick away. The question is, what are teams going to start doing in that situation? What if there are teams that don't want that pick? That you have the first pick in draft, and there's generational cornerback, but everybody's set. Do you want to trade for that pick? Not really. Nobody cares about that pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then how far does that generational quarterback drop? Because pass rush is going to get drafted regardless. You can have Miles Garrett and you'll still draft a T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Or Aaron Donald, you'll still draft them. So, yeah. Mm. Brian, your last bowl prediction?
We're going to see a farewell tour for a certain head coach this season. Whether it's them choosing to retire at the end of the year.
Oh.
Or getting fired at the end of the year, which I think is probably more likely going to happen.
AFC or NFC while you're at it?
AFC.
Mm.
Please don't tell me you're talking about Tom.
Nah.
I'm about to say,
are you talking about William?
It's a wrap for Bill Belichick this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm with you.
It is a
because he's moving the head. Is that what it is? He's moving the head coach instead of defensive coordinator.
At his house?
It's a wrap for Bill Belichick this year. Like, I think his whole like Patriot way or like his tough road antics was cool. And, you know, they had Tom Brady and they was winning the dynasty. But everything that he's done since then, like, you know, that first year without Tom, they had Cam. They were like a decent team, but, you know, they had like some weird COVID shit going on, so they did make the playoffs. Next year they draft Mac Jones. I think they won 11 games that year.
Gross.
Cool. You have a young quarterback that you can build around. The next thing you do is have Matt Patricia and what was his name? I can't even remember his name, but he used to be the coach with the Giants. You had them being like co-offensive coordinator, and neither one of them had ever called plays before.
Who's rather at Mac Jones or Daniel Jones?
Daniel. Stop playing
I'm with Mac. I'm talking to Brian.
Stop playing with Daniel,
bro. Bro, at least Daniel Jones gives me a running threat.
Okay.
Daniel Jones throws the ball, too.
Man, at least he gives me a running
threat. They both throw the ball. It's just where does it go?
Every quarterback throws the ball. Like,
where does it go?
You have to. I saw Christian McCaffrey throw the ball in the NFC Championship game.
I've seen Antoine Randall throw the ball.
I need to start getting Giants fans on the football.
It's
okay. We're good on that.
But nah, I just think, and even this whole, like, you had Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe in like a quarterback competition, and then you cut Bailey Zappe and add him to the practice squad. So it was like, why were you wasting time having a quarterback competition? Like, he's just doing a lot of shit where if I was a Patriots fan, I'd be like, I appreciate what you've done for this franchise. It's time to go in a different direction. So I just think this is going to be his last year. Whether he retires, which I don't think, because I don't know what his contract is like. I'm sure he'll want his money. And if you retire, you're not going to get your money. But if you get fired, you're going to get your money. So that's what I think is going to end up happening with him.
That's fair, I think.
Okay.
Because I think it's some garbage. Because they got rid of Myers. They got Juju.
I know y'all seen about his knee. I'm talking about the report. It was like he's at any second he could explode.
His knee could explode. And
no,
that was about Juju.
You know, you sure that was about his knee? That's what I was saying. It like it was his personality.
I swear it didn't mention it.
Maybe I'm tripping. I swear it didn't mention it.
Because there was a video in the replies that I sent it to my other fantasy group checkers. We were talking about Juju earlier.
We've only done this one fantasy chat on this.
Oh, podcast. Yeah. Okay. let me look. Because I was sure. Because I go against a dude that has Juju on his bench. I mean, this is bench, but. Patriots wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster's knee reportedly could explode at any point and is a mess, according to Albert Breer. The Pats signed Juju to a 3-year, $33 million. Overkeeping Jacoby Myers, who signed a very similar contract with the Raiders. So, anyways, yeah, they had the guy whose knee could explode at any moment, got rid of Jacoby Myers, who was going to sign with the Raiders for a similar contract. Mac Jones is their franchise quarterback, and Bill Belichick is the head coach. So,
yes, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, the greatness that we saw in New England might be coming to its end, ugly or not. I agree with Brian. I do think that's probably the one that might actually be the closest to coming true. I think it's probably the closest to coming true.
Out of all the bold predictions tonight?
I think so. What was another bold one? I mean, I know my Anthony Richardson one. I got faith in it, but that one's definitely...
I
have
to watch the playback. I don't even remember.
Hey, we went over a lot, but I think... It was like Josh Allen MVP, kind of close.
No, you just saying like, that was your own prediction.
Commanders 10-7.
I don't. Y'all just saying your own.
I said Giants.
That is incredibly close.
What do you mean? Are those bad bold predictions or like what are we?
I got to look at the Commanders schedule.
No,
I'm not saying they're bad bold predictions.
You're saying they could happen before Bill Belichick is fired.
Bill Belichick is definitely the most realistic.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
But you said AFC after that. And then y'all named your own bold predictions.
Okay.
Yeah, you played the whole AFC East, the whole NFC West.
I don't think Josh. I mean, y'all know I'm a Josh Allen fan. I don't know.
Think it's possible because it's like his time passed?
Their window's passed. His window's passed. I think it's Burrow, bro. It's Burrow's time. I think Josh Allen is so talented, but Burrow, I don't know, bro.
He's Joe Shiesty, bro. Just say yeah, it. Shiesty, bro.
We don't care about the Bills no more, bro. Vaughn Miller will make a difference, though, yeah, when he comes back. He's out the first four games. So we'll see. But he will make a difference. But I don't know. I just think they're, especially with their division, Jets, Dolphins, I think Bills' time is over.
Yeah, I guess it is 2 weeks. Oh, wait, not 2 weeks. My bad. Competitive.
My last prediction, T Law MVP.
Ty? Ty Law?
That's crazy, bro. 50 rolls coming out of retirement.
Bro, whole Hall of Famer getting MVP.
That's crazy.
You said T, bro. It's like, so you got Trevor Moore.
You're right. That's like me saying Melo in the league, but. give me Trevor Lawrence MVP, man.
What's his stats looking like?
47.
Okay.
Give me
4,700 yards.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying 47 TD. Jesus.
How many TDs though?
No. Mahomes had 50. Give me 40 touchdowns.
40 yeah. TDs. Less than 7 picks. 5. Yeah.
No, more than 7.
I mean, he's hitting 10.
He's a risk taker. He's a good risk taker though. He's like luck. Like them joints pay off.
He hitting.
What is? So that means you probably got really going for like 17, 18.
He has an option. He has Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram. Like he
but really is getting
ETN up the backfield.
Yeah,
ETN.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting over 1,000. No, 17. That's crazy. a year off. I think people like Josh Gordon.
No, like, that is not fair.
Why not?
This thing's been unstated and restated so many times.
But you still off.
Because he's smoking weed, nigga.
Kyle Murphy's probably smoking weed this time off.
Well, he don't make it public.
Josh Gordon was doing more than just weed. He made that clear.
But like that I said, was awesome. I think shit. You just don't like my sweater because it's like jersey number or something.
I like Calvin Ridley. I'm just saying.
He wears number 0, so you don't fuck with him.
I don't think you can count on players going back to that after taking time off. Like, it's the NFL. You need them reps.
We know who he is.
Do we? It's been a year.
You never knew him.
Brian, what side are you on? You're right in the middle. You're in between me and Shane right now. And you haven't said nothing about this.
I fuck with Calvin Ridley. I don't think he's going to be like.
How he was in Atlanta.
Nah, he gonna have to like.
But Atlanta, he won those 1,700.
Yeah, he not at all.
He was the Julio 2-1. Was there.
So you think he could have?
Now he's the number one.
He'll probably get like a chill 12.
12.
If that, like that would
be.
Yeah, was a chill. That's kind of good.
Yeah, 1,200 probably be his max.
He got 17.
They just have
17 is kind of wild.
Yeah, wild as shit.
So that's 100 a game.
I'm gonna say I did not say that as my boo because yeah, Devontae Jones was like 98 or something when he like led the league or something.
Yeah, so yeah, I think really be a good. He'll be their leading receiver
for sure.
But they like Ian said, like, they have a lot of options down there where they can spread the ball around.
I just feel like he'll be the clear cut because he's the most talented, clearly. I know they have Kirk. I know they have Zay Jones. I know they have Travis Etienne. I know they have Evan Ingram. But really, it has a different skill set compared to all of them. I mean, it was really just obviously multiple ways to skin a cat. Like, this is his bold prediction about.
If you squint hard enough, he probably looks like a number one receiver.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm not going to be surprised, but I'm just saying a year off is a lot of time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave it.
And even before the suspension, he was away from football.
Yeah, he was. I remember because he had depression. That little apology. Yeah, you know, yeah.
So I think he only played like 4
That's what I said, a year and a half season. At first.
Okay, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But he wrote the apology.
I've written plenty of apologies before.
It wasn't addressed to the NFL.
What does that have to do with what you putting up on the field?
You know how many Josh Gordon apologies we've seen? Johnny Manziel apologies we seen?
Those are not from the heart.
It's from the cup.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right, yeah. Let's slide to the last, all right. Last segment. Guess
what's
the
your last bowl prediction?
That was it.
That was
it. Trevor Lawrence wins
it. Oh, yeah.
He throws 4,730. Plus, or is it 35? It's
at 40.
40? 40. Yeah. 10 picks. All
right. Probably because only Breeze and Mahomes, they dropped 50.
50.
Peyton, yeah. I think, did once, right?
Yeah, he had 50 one time,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
He'll probably have 40 total to use.
I'm going to say 40.
Yeah.
No charge on slices. All right, so guess the player got one player. This is a receiver, played on one team his whole career.
Is he still in the league?
No. Drafted in 99, finished in 2012.
Damn.
Shit.
Shout out to Keem. He actually gave me this player. This guy has seven 1,000-yard seasons.
Marvin Harrison.
No. Seven 1,000-yard seasons. Never had double-digit touchdowns, though. He had 9 twice, but never had double digits. Like I said, he stayed with one team. Played till he was 37. He's made All-Pro. This is either All-Pro or Pro Bowl. Three-time Pro Bowler. One, he has a ring. Yeah, so he has a ring. Any questions y'all got? I'm go ahead.
When did he leave the league?
2012. 99 to 2012.
Fuck no. I ain't doing that shit. Left the league in 2012. Mm-hmm. I was 17.
He played for a famous quarterback that was mentioned a couple times on this podcast, this episode.
Reggie Wayne.
No. I mean, I get why you would say that because we mentioned Peyton. But think of another quarterback you mentioned.
You said he has one ring?
Mm-hmm. 3-time Pro Bowler, one team.
37? Was this last year? He was 37. You said something
He was 37 years old, yes. But he was old.
He's a receiver?
Yes. One team.
How many, you said three Pro Bowls. How many all pros?
None.
Oh, he's some shit. He's some shit. That's the fans voting that shit. Oh. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's kind of crazy.
He played for two.
You said you played for one team. Okay,
yeah, but this team has
the Chargers, bro. Okay, we get it. We get it.
Herbert in the Hall of Fame yet?
I was saying Drew Brees and.
I don't know who Drew Brees' receivers were. That man didn't start that long.
That's two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. That,
no, it is. I'm just saying I wouldn't know who his receivers were.
Let me think. Two Hall of Fame. You said he played for two Hall of Fame quarterbacks? Donald Driver. Damn it. Donald Driver, man. Fuck Donald. He was 37 when you retired?
Yeah. Shane, can you at least guess the number Donald Driver wore?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Barry Jenner was 85. Donald Driver was 80?
Yes, sir. Okay.
I was about to wild out. It was either 80 or I was about to say like 19, like Debo.
No. Remember, they just started that year. But yeah, anything y'all want to say before we end off?
Nope. I'm leaving it to Brian first. I just pointed the cameras.
No, I just want to shout out to all my fantasy teams.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate y'all.
Not in my league, though.
Well, nah, you getting cooked. You getting cooked.
Who you play week one?
King.
Oh, easy, though.
Come on, that's not your fair.
That's like the Cardinals, bro.
No, for real. What the hell?
Shout out to all the fantasy players or everybody that's, you know, doing fantasy this year. It's lit.
Matter of fact, with Stats Facts, what we're going to do, we're going to post all of our teams from the league. On my TikTok page, I'm going to post everybody's team. Mm-hmm. And y'all voting on who's the best. But I promise you, it's going to be one of us three. I guarantee nobody votes for anybody else. G might get one vote.
Yeah, he might.